Time now for Triple Team Traffic, the latest with Ricky Meese.
We're not out of delays just yet. Southbound I-15, but speeds are starting to improve between the I-80 interchange and the South interchange. But then you still have a lot of spots of slow and go speeds between the South interchange and Bangor Highway and Draper. Northbound I-15, also some slow spots remaining Draper to Midvale. Westbound on the 21st South Freeway, heavy and slow between the West Belt and 5600 West, and still some slowing southbound I-215's West Belt between the 21st South Freeway and Taylorsville. Lynn Thomas.
Oh, as you make the drive in West Valley as well, a little bit slowing still on Bangor Highway, stagnant from the 201 down to Kearns area. And as you head into Utah County, southbound I-15, the delays are starting to stretch out. They're sort of lengthening, and from the top of the point all the way down to 2100 North, it is a slow drive. Add another 7 minutes if you're trying to get over the point of the mountain. Northbound, we have a new crash. This is just north of Pleasant Grove Boulevard on the right shoulder. A little bit of slowing stacking up there. Mark?
Well, here's the reason why you're getting so much delay on Highway 89 up towards Fruit Heights. This looks like a wreck we're looking at right now on the left side on Highway 89. It's going to be apparently on the northbound side at Pedestrian Bridge in the Fruit Heights area. So that is why you are getting so many nagging delays there coming up from the I-15 split. Otherwise, I-15 itself coming up from downtown is improving, but the worst of the traffic in Davis County, Farmington to Layton Hills Mall. For a top quality kitchen or bath with top quality craftsmanship, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They're always on time with no delays and meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.